Haiti remains tense as elections draw near. A ministry gets ready to celebrate the most wonderful time of the year. An Operation World 60-day prayer movement is underway. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Haitian President René Préval is condemning anti-United Nations violence that broke out last week. Haitians took to the streets of Cap-Haïtien and Port-au-Prince, claiming the UN brought cholera to the country. The riots have affected the work of Kids Alive International. Kids Alive's Robinson Jedu is in Cap-Haïtien, where the violence began.
We can't open our school. All the kids, they have to stay to the house. We can't go any place to buy gas. We want our generator. We can't buy any food. Because no cars in the streets, no vehicles.
On top of the cholera riots, elections are fast approaching. Jedu says short-term teams may need to rethink their trips.
I think this is not a good day to come in Haiti. Because usually in Haiti, when we have elections, we take 1 or 2 weeks to have the result. And many times we are violent some days after the election.
Sponsors for The Kids Are Needed will connect you at our website. Next, a Gospel for Asia pastor is still recovering after being attacked on his way to church last week. GFA's Danny Punos explains.
He was attacked by some anti-Christian extremists, those who are opposed to the gospel and those who are opposed to anything else except their own country religions, and they beat him very severely.
The attack wasn't a surprise. The man was expelled from his village in South Asia when he came to Christ. GFA pastors are trained to expect persecution.
It's not just going to Bible college to get a degree. This is, I'm training myself so that God can use me, so I can lay down my life that other people may come to know Christ. And so this brother being persecuted, he's expecting that.
So the 25-year-old pastor isn't discouraged in his faith.
I can guarantee that he'll be going right back to the same place to share the gospel with them. And sometimes the people who did the persecution are the very ones who come to Christ the soonest.
You can support a GFA pastor for less than $1 a day. Go to our website for information. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a Christmas song that goes, "It's the most wonderful time of the year," and it goes on to talk about the trappings of the holiday. But for ministries, it is the most important time of the year. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains.
It's the season when we celebrate the birth of Christ, but it's also probably the most important evangelistic time of the year for these churches. And SGA tries to help evangelical churches there, especially when it comes to children's ministry.
Through their program, Orphans Reborn and Emmanuel's Child, their team makes a lasting impression on the lives they touch.
It's so much more than just try to give a gift and that's it. But the intent, of course, of the churches we serve there is the gospel and trying to be able to have open doors to reach these kids on a year-round basis.
Because of their care for the kids, Griffith says their team has seen the hope of Christ break through the stoniest of hearts. Russian Christmas is January 7th, so there's lots of time to get involved in both programs. Links are available at our website. Next, figuring out how to pray for other nations can be difficult. Operation World, published by Biblica, is giving you the chance to find out how. The organization launched 60 Days of Prayer and is asking you to join in. As a member of the movement, you'll receive daily emails that provide country-specific information and a video to watch so you know how to pray. You can be a part of this experience. Join the movement. Just go to our website and we'll connect you there. And Islam is growing fast in Sweden. As a result, the work for missionaries from the Evangelical Alliance Mission or team is challenging but clear. Working hand in hand with a Swedish church and mission movement, team missionaries are seeing churches grow. Music, art, and reaching out to kids are avenues they've taken with families in the region. Pray for the growth of this ministry and that many families will meet Jesus through the natural contacts that develop. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is a monthly bulletin insert service available for your church. It features the month's top stories with full-color photos from the field. Information on how people in your church can get out of the pew and do something for God. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.